is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. Never gets old. Keep saying it. Today, this Easter Sunday, take a look around you. The people on their Sunday Easter best, the dresses, the coats, the clothes. Take in the sights of the flowers, the white banners that scream and proclaim praise to our Lord. Look at the cross and its beauty. Look up at the ceiling. See how we are in God's vessel, his holy ark, the church. Close your eyes. Hear the rumblings of the wind, the birds chirping, the cars maybe going by, life living its best life now. Take in the smells. You might be close to a flower. You can smell the Easter lilies. When you go outside, smell the new grass coming up, the fresh flowers. These are all the things of this world, the physicality of life. So today, see and turn and see the physicality that is our Lord. Once more today, we heard in Scripture that Paul delivered of first importance that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and he was raised on the third day. Then he appeared to Peter, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 people at one time. Jesus appeared not just as a spirit, but as a flesh and blood person. Now, think about that. It's kind of bringing in a lot of sounds that we hear. This is the physicality of life. Things happen, things that are unexpected. For us today, the most important thing that we can know and realize that Jesus, God, is alive. Now, at one point, the disciples actually could reach in, feel his body, touch his side, see the nail-holed wrists. See that he wasn't a ghost. He had feet. He had flesh and blood. He was a physical, perfected person once again. Just like we can see the sights, hear the sounds, smell the smells, and cover all the senses, the most important part of Easter is that we have a living Savior, and he's living for you. And the promise is that just as what happened to Jesus, by means of you and by means of your faith, your baptism, your walk into this family that we call the church, because of that, what happens to Jesus happens to you. We have the promise today that nothing can separate us from the love of God or the life that we have in God. We've gone through a lot this last year. We've seen the reality of mortality, that life is very short, and we have to cherish every little ounce that we get, whether it's sickness or death or when everything kind of unravels. And so today it matters the most of all because we have a hope. Despite disease, despite sickness, despite the uncertainties of life, despite the stresses that are in our families from our kids going to school to figuring out how to do our jobs, all those things come to a head today and know that we have a hope. That if Jesus can beat death, that we can do anything. And that's the same hope that you have today. As we look to a cross that is empty, as we look to a tomb that is empty, whether or not you have been coming to church for years, or maybe a few times a year, maybe this is your first time in a church, let alone here at Bethlehem, you have this hope that anything this world can bring our way, including death itself, no longer has any stranglehold over your life. And that's the promise that Easter brings us. Our relatives, our grandmas, our grandpas, our great ancestors who've all clung to this hope that we have a living Savior living for them, they have the hope too that one day we will rise with perfected bodies, bodies that won't ache in pain, bodies that won't succumb to arthritis, bodies that won't have to deal with cancer eating us on the inside. We will have bodies perfected just the way God intended. So think of your best year, which maybe you were the most fit, the most beautiful you ever felt in the world, the most handsome you ever looked in the mirror. Maybe you're living that life right now. Maybe it was a few years in the past. Maybe you're still like me. You're looking forward to that day when you can get in shape even better. The best version of yourself is yet to come. On Easter morning, even his disciples at first couldn't recognize Jesus in his dazzling radiance, in his perfected physical body. And yet, he revealed that truth. Because of today, your bodies matter. What you do with your bodies matters because of this day. That if Jesus sought so importantly to have his own physical body raised back from the death in perfection, how much more does he feel about you? You are a part of this creation. The beauty that we have, let alone the flowers, the majesty of the Grand Canyon, you are a part of this world. You are here on purpose. Your life has purpose. And your identity isn't in anything that you have made of yourself. Your identity is because of we have our Lord and Savior Jesus. And what he says is your bodies matter. Because guess what? One day you will get these bodies back in a much better, perfected way than we could even imagine. That's why today the physicality of it all matters. So turn and see all the things that you have before you today, whether it's the taste of chocolate and candy, the sights and smells of birds and flowers, and nature itself telling us that there is a new day ahead of us. Despite a cold winter, spring just can't help but come back to life, and neither can you. And our life together changes a lot. We've seen a lot of them this last year. Whether it's we're home or away, we're coming and going, whether we have masks or whether we don't, life changes. The one thing that stays constant is the hope that our Lord has given you today. That wherever you are right now, maybe you have some issues going on with a friend or some family members that are causing you some pain, some hurts. Maybe you're missing somebody today. Maybe you're still a little bit uncertain what the rest of your life will look like or the rest of this year. To all those uncertainties and worries and pains and hurts, Jesus once more says today, there is a better day. The best is yet to come. And we know it's going to happen because today we get a sneak peek at the glory that is promised to you. We get to see what's going to happen because we see it first with Jesus. He is their first fruits. He is the very first spring of life coming up from the ground. And soon we will live a summer of warmth and of love that will last forever with every single person that you've loved, every single person that you will love for eternity. And you'll see God face to face and see him in all of his physical beauty and glory. Your bodies matter. You matter because Jesus says so. So today, remember, there isn't anything that you have done or can do that can make God love you because of this day. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us, showing us what love looks like by your giving of your very life in your Son Jesus. Help us to show that love that knows no bounds, that is unconditional, even to the people that are hard to love. Help us to see life, even when life looks dark and gloomy. Help us to see the beauty that you have created all around us. Because when we turn and look at these things, we will see you and the promise that we have because of this day, the day of your Son Jesus rising from the dead. In his name, we give you thanks and praise. Amen. This morning, we once more have the supreme privilege of being able to say what we believe about our Lord. Thankfully for us, the ancient church has given us a model, a statement of belief that we call the Nicene Creed. I invite you to stand as we confess our Christian faith together. We confess, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.